was born with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We sing, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Oh, we sing, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. We sing, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Make me a house of prayer. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior, isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, the Father's arms are open wide. Oh, forgiveness was bought with the blood of Christ. Oh, bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior, isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Praise the Lord, Minister Kaylin. First of all, I want to say happy, happy birthday to you. And
thank
congratulations
you.
To your mom and dad for having such a beautiful young woman. The name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Okay, I did not realize it was the 8 o'clock. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Father, we come to you this morning. Oh, just forever grateful, Lord. With humble hearts, we say thank you. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. And, Father, with what's going on with COVID-19, it's with new understanding that I say it is with you that we, through you, that we move and we breathe. Oh, my God. And we have our very being. We're not on a respirator. We're not on a ventilator, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we lift up to the TMC family this morning. We lift up Dr. Vanessa. We lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts, Captain Lord, and we just lift up each and every family member who has joined us. We lift up our special son, Ms. Kaylin, today on her special day, her birthday, Lord. And, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that the blood of Jesus still stands across the doorposts of each of our homes and our families' homes, Lord, that this COVID-19 passes over us. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you comfort our hearts for those who have transitioned during this time. Bless their families, comfort them, Lord. Father, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring a word that we need to hear this morning. Father, I know that word is going to give us power, Lord. That word is going to be comforting. That word is going to be enriching. And, Lord, we just thank you for using the speaker in a mighty way. Bless them indeed, Lord. And, Father, we ask you continue to shower your blessings upon the DS De Leon family, upon Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon and their families, Lord. Lead, guide, direct. Continue to let them hear your voice, Lord. Now, God, we bind that old blue-foot devil in the name of Jesus, because that is the only person who is not welcome on this call. This call is going to go forth with clarity, and I declare it to be so, because it is saturated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We give you praise, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Why his name? Because it never loses its power. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, it has been a joy to greet you this morning. I will turn you over to the host, but as I always say, you have just got to know, from my heart to yours, I truly love me some you. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Oh, good morning, Minister Rebecca, and our just sweet cutie pie face, Rose Sophia. God bless you, and kiss the babies for us as well. The floor is yours.
Definitely will. Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Minister Kaylin, happy birthday to you. We wish you many Jesus Joy blessings throughout the day and month and your new birthday year. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am greeting you from Snellville, Georgia. And I would love to tell you a little bit about the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon. We stand on this scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of our messages have been archived here on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our Minister Willa did, a host like what I'm doing right now, or maybe you have a word from the Lord that you would like to share, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report, well, you could submit all of that information to this email address, info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artist International. It was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And we are now called Artist Life, but we still feature great products to help the world become healthier. And we have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist product. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And the bypass number, if you need to get on the call free of charge, is 716-293-9707. And today is Wednesday. Today is Awareness Wednesday, where they will be talking about COPD, which stands for Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease. And they also probably will be mentioning our new product called The Shield, which is a 5-in-1 immune support, including elderberry, that may help increase your body's defenses. I know I'm excited about getting The Shield. And now our speaker for today is our very own Minister Kai Brown. And Minister Kai was born in New York City, but she currently resides in the great state of Texas. She is an engineer by trade, but was called into ministry in the year 2000 as a lay minister. God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active part in his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Kai is also founder of the Speak Life Christian Ministries. She is also a published author of her first book, When God Births the Ministry, and it's available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. But her most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher. Minister Kai, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting with such Jesus joy. I say thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, and of course, thank you, Minister Willa, for receiving and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. I'd like to honor the two amazing and dynamic women of God whose yes is why we can be here today and who thought it not robbery to ask me to come before you, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are just going to get right into his word, into the word of God this morning. Yesterday, we started with, it's time to pray. It is time to pray. But we've got to go one step further with that. So we're going to go with, it is time to pray and believe. See, because it does us no good to seek God, to ask, to knock, if we don't believe that he is able to do what he says he's able to do. So we have to make sure that as we spend time in prayer, we believe that we will receive what God says as an answer to that prayer. So we have to make sure that not only is it time to pray, but that we believe. So Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whosoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him.
So it's not just good enough that we spend time worshiping God, that we spend time reading his word, that we spend time in prayer, but we must believe that all of those things he is able to do. So today we're going to talk about making sure that as we are spending time in prayer, that we are believing God for all he says that we can have, that we can do, and that we can be. And then I said that, and God said, no, not that you can be, that I've already ordained you to be, so that you are. And so when he said that to me, I was like, okay, Lord, I get that. See, we don't have to believe in a future tense because God says it exists now, and we just have to wait for the manifestation and praise and worship him through the process of it manifesting. So we have to make sure that as we are seeking his will during this time, during this pandemic, during all of the situations and circumstances that are coming at us in this world, not only are we seeking him, not only are we spending time in prayer, but we believe that he is capable of doing it, and we believe that it's already done. So As I just began to deal with myself on believing what I could be and realizing that God says, no, you are what I say you are, it just has to manifest. So how do we work on making sure that not only we're praying and reading and fasting and worshiping, but believing God to be who he says he is? Mark 5 and 36. But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the rulers of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. See, the enemy desires us to walk around in fear during this pandemic. The enemy wants us to be afraid that life is never going to get back to quote unquote normal, or that we're going to have to social distance for the rest of our lives. See, if the enemy can get into our head and get us believing things other than what God says, then the enemy has the victory. But if we stand on God's word and we fear not and only believe, then we'll have exactly what God says we will have. We can do exactly what God says we can do, and we are exactly who God says we are. So we have to make sure that we're doing our part. Now, I had to ask him, well, Lord, how do I do this? What does this look like practically? He said, okay, I get that, because I'm one of those people who needs practical. I need to see the practical in things. It's my engineering brain. I can't help it. It is how he created me. So I asked him, what does that look like practically? Well, during this pandemic, I'm home more often. So for me, practically, it's spending time away from the television, away from my computer for work, because if you're anything like me, work doesn't have boundaries when you're home. Work doesn't have a time frame when you're home. So I could easily substitute work during the day and night, and the middle of the night, because I was up working till 1 o'clock this morning, for spending that time with God. It could easily become a substitution if we allow it to. But we have to set those healthy boundaries. So being able to spend time in prayer and believe means setting a healthy boundary for ourselves, means not allowing anything, not work, not television, not friends, not family, to get in the way of that time we spend in prayer. We can't allow anything to steal that time away from God. So even though I went to bed at 1 o'clock this morning, I stayed up in my bed praying and talking to God until 1:50. So even though I went to bed at 1, I still gave him that time. And when we get off this call, I will be going back to him in prayer. Because I don't want the excuse of, oh, I was too busy, even during the pandemic when we're home, to be the excuse that I give him to not seek him and spend that time with him and pray and listen and believe all that he is saying to me. So we have to make sure we are doing our part. Matthew 21 and 22 says, "And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith and belief." So practically, we have to be stretching and building our faith muscle. Okay, Lord, how do I do that? What does that look like? Well, faith comes through the building of the relationship. So that means in order to exercise your faith muscle, you have to be exercising those things that you need to do to get to know God better. Well, again, what is that? Spending time in his word, spending time seeking him, spending time praying, listening, and then receiving what he has to say. And that's not always easy, because a lot of the time what God has to say to us is not pleasant. He wants us to work out those things in our lives that are not like him. You know, as I have been mentored by Dr. Vanessa, one of the things that I have taken on that she always says is, God, show me me. And that's not always fun, because he will do it if you ask him to. But then you become responsible for those things he's shown you. Then you have to be willing to work out those things he's shown you. We always have a part to play in what God is asking us to do. We always have a responsibility. Romans 10 and 10, "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." So you had to believe to be saved. So it's no different. You have to believe that you will receive what God has said is yours. So our part in this comes in many parts. Yeah, we have to spend time in his word. We have to be able to speak the word to the enemy when he approaches us. When he approached Jesus after his fast, Jesus spoke the word back to him. So we have to have enough word in us, which means we have to have spent enough time with the word, that no matter when the enemy confronts us, we can speak the word back to him. So that means spending time in the word, knowing the word for yourself. It's not about your pastor knowing the word, your mother knowing the word, your father knowing the word. It is about you having enough word stored up in yourself. It is about us, not leaving myself out, having enough word stored up in ourselves that we can speak the word to any situation, circumstance, or storm that comes our way. We should definitely be speaking the word to this pandemic. We have to, because that is what Jesus did in his times of trial and testing, always spoke the word back to the situation. So we have to make sure that that's what we're doing. We can't leave it to chance that, you know, this is just going to take care of itself. We have to do our part. So when we see the word saying in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal your lands I'm sorry, forgive your sins and heal your lands. Let me read that again. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their lands. See, when people talk pandemic, you speak the word to him. God says, yeah, things are going to come. He's going to send locusts. He's going to allow plagues. But his word says, after that, if my people, so you speak that back to the circumstance or the situation. So again, the word says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, not that the weapon will not form. So we have to make sure that as we are walking this out, and we know that it is time to pray, but it's not just time to pray. It is time to pray and believe that God is who he says he is. To be able to speak his word back to the storms that we find ourselves in. To be able to walk upright and boldly knowing that he is going to do his part. He always does. It's never God that falls short. It's never God who messes up. It's never God who leaves us hanging. So we have to make sure that as we know that it is time to pray, that we believe all that God is saying to us. And that is that's just a part of the process. We've got to be able to speak to the situation with his word. When his word says in Psalms 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. We have to believe that. Those are just words if we don't believe what God is saying. We have to make a choice to walk it out according to what he says. So as we continue to walk through this time where things are unprecedented, that word is used so much now because it's true. Who would have thought in 2020 that you would have to stand in line to go to a grocery, to get into the grocery store, to buy what they have left in the store. Not in the United States of America. I know I couldn't see this coming. But I'm so thankful that I serve a God who knew before the beginning of the world that all of this would be. See, that should comfort you. That should give you peace. This did not catch God by surprise. So we have to make sure that as we continue to spend time in his word, as we read our Bible, as we build our relationship with him, as we strengthen our faith muscle, as we pray, as we seek, as we even question, we have to make sure we believe what God is saying. It's not by accident that we find ourselves here together, you know, getting into God's word. This was his plan, and we chose to believe that this is what he wanted for us. And so that same belief has to come with everything that God says. It's not an accident. It's not a happenstance. But it is God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan. And we have to choose whether we're going to walk into that plan and accept what God is saying and believe that this is his doing or not. That's up to us. That's our part. We have a choice, as we always do when it comes to God. He doesn't choose for us. Now, the alternative options may not look real good, may not feel real good when we choose them. but it's always our choice. So we have to choose to believe he is who he says he is. Hebrews 11 and 6, I leave you with. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It's up to us. It's our choice. It's our responsibility. We have to choose to know that it is time to pray and believe. Minister Rebecca, back to you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for blessing us with that word to our time to pray and believe. It is time to pray and believe. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction. After a few announcements, TMC family, let us take our prayer requests and just bring them to the throne room. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name. Thank you for this beautiful day, Lord, that you have made. We are rejoicing and we're so glad in it. Lord, thank you for our speaker, our minister, Kai. Lord, thank you for continuing to bless her and her family, Lord, and her community, and to overflow, Lord, and just do something super special and supernatural and natural for her today, which she knows that this can only come from you, Lord. Thank you for our Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and our Dr. Vanessa. Lord, thank you for blessing them into overflow, Lord, for them and their family. Lord, thank you for our artist life family and every single distributor and customer and artist and the D'Azelion family. Lord, we also just lift up our family members who are going through any kind of sickness and really just this entire world, Lord, going through this COVID-19 time, Lord. We trust you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for healing them and for speaking to us individually and corporately for what we need during this time, Lord. Also lifting up Apostle Melissa's dad. We thank you for healed lungs, Lord, for his dad, her dad. And, Lord, we also lift up Pastor Lavona Lewis and her family. You know what they're going through, Lord. Just continue to give her strength and your peace and your comfort, Lord. We also lift up our TMC family. We thank you, Lord, for them, every single speaker and listener on this line, Lord. We thank you for covering us with your feathers, Lord, and that under your wings we find refuge, and we thank you for your faithfulness, which is our shield and our rest. We love you, King Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-pound. And the new morning motivational call is next. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today, again, remember they're talking about COPD with the Power Couple of Health. And thank you again, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Kai, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
I will. Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, it's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we come humbly before you, asking us to give us the strength not only to pray but to believe all that you have said to us. Lord, we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. So we thank you and we glorify you. and we give you the praise that is due your name. Lord, as we leave this call but never your presence, we ask that you continue to lead and guide us through all of the situations and circumstances that come to us. Lord, we know that you have worked it out for our good and for your glory, O Heavenly Father. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before his glorious presence, be all, excuse me, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. We just want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. Now go out and continue to be virtually those amazing ministers in the marketplace.